Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Greg Batten hosts the morning drive show at WMBD in Peoria with some good friends of mine. I used to work there and with them. And I asked Greg to come on about now, after the downstate lawmaker, to tell us, give us another view on the difference between the Chicago area and the rest of the state. Hey, Greg, how are you this morning?
Hey, everybody. It's good to talk to you. I can't believe in 32 years I've heard all of those jokes a thousand times.
You have not heard
in
those.
In 32 years. Yes, I have. I've heard every one of those. That's unbelievable. That rabbit joke, by the way, can I tell a story real quick before I get to this?
Yeah.
I had a guy stop me 2 weeks ago and said, hey, you remember that rabbit joke? I said, yeah. He goes, my daughter was in the car with me one time, and John told that joke on WMBD. And she said, I don't get it. And he said, I had to tell her the sex talk right
then.
Oh,
no.
I had to do the sex talk. Just tell John thanks. I wasn't ready for that.
That just popped up recently?
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago, a guy came up to me and told me that story. I'm not kidding you. Yeah, that woman, that girl is 35 years old or something. Hey, dude. And she still has a problem with rabbits. I don't know what's going on.
She has 12 children.
You made a comment to Mr. Bertrand there a minute ago. Steve, hi, Steve. That everybody... that Springfield hates everybody north of Springfield. That includes Peoria. That's not true. It's that everybody below 80, and then Chicagoland. Those are the two teams.
Yeah, so if we split them into states, it would be that way. I-80?
I think so, yeah. But here's the irony of this whole thing, in my opinion. Those of us who live downstate, we kind of feel like the little brother, the youngest kid in the family. Chicago is the big brother, cooler, got more money, does cooler things than us, and we're just trying to get by and do our thing, right? And so we're always comparing ourselves. But, hey, we're a lot like Chicago. We're just smaller, except for right now. We don't want to be compared. We want to just go, hey, can we do our own thing? We would just like to be left alone. You raised a very good point there with the state representative. We have 69 cases in Peoria County, and two deaths. Now, two deaths, too many. 69 cases, too many. But comparatively, we're doing great. And so it's on our minds, why can't we go do stuff? It's really starting to boil.
You've had two. Peoria County is one of the more populous counties in the state. You've had two deaths from COVID-19?
Yeah, as of the numbers that ran yesterday.
Because
69 cases, two deaths.
The state has...
Tri-County. We measure Tri-County around here.
Yeah.
Caswell, Woodford, and Peoria County, and I think it's seven deaths.
That's amazing to me, Greg.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, the Illinois number is 43,000, it's probably by now 44,000, 44,000 cases, and going on 2,000 deaths, you've had seven in the Tri-County area?
Right. Yeah.
And that's Peoria.
You throw this when you said it a minute ago, if this was reversed, it would be insane. And so we're down here, we're doing our thing. We're wearing masks to the store and we're distancing and I don't spend nearly as much time at my office as I used to and all those things. We feel we're doing it right, but yet still having to shut down so much.
So I looked this thing up. If you said, okay, let's saw off Chicago or Cook County, and maybe we go 294, or maybe we go I-80 and then up 39, so the Quad Cities can not be part of Chicago's crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all the money is... Do we remember in Peoria, do they remember this in Zena, Illinois, that all of the money... The state prisons, the state universities, the state research facilities, the roads, all of the things that are employing people in downstate are being funded by the people in the six-county area.
I know.
Put that on your radio show tomorrow.
Well, I will not. How about that? I will just ignore that part. Because that, and really, in a serious note here, the balance, the seesaw of all of this is how do we do the economy? I know you guys talk about this, but how do we do the economy and protect people? Here, we are not, we're not mad at Chicago. We're not thumbing our nose at the fact that we've only had a limited number of people with it or who have died from the virus.
Yeah.
But we're concerned. And as you're a small business person in Peoria, Illinois, you've got limited a number of clientele. It's scary. It's very, very scary for people right now. And so nobody wants to tip the seesaw one way or the other too much. But that's where we are. And I will tell you, it's starting to get tense here. But people are getting a little angry. They're getting a little angry.
I sense that from your congressman. Darren LaHood was on with us from the 18th District, represents Peoria, as did his dad, Ray LaHood, before he became transportation secretary. And he sounded frustrated. He sounded a little ticked about this. He wants the governor to split the state into regions and have different rules.
We have, I just spoke with some city leaders that will remain anonymous here for a minute, but just yesterday, we have a plan. We have a plan that has been given to the governor about how we would roll out an opening. And it's not turn the lights on. You know, you're not everybody back to normal tomorrow. It would have to be gradual. But there is a plan, and the governor has that plan. Now, whether or not it will happen, who knows?
What is it like?
No idea.
What are some of the tenets of that plan?
I have not been shown the plan. I just know there is one.
You got to open the store. You got to open up the retail shops in the grocery store or the restaurants.
But the governor has sort of hinted that he might do this regionally eventually, right?
I believe so, Steve. Yeah. We've heard that too. And it's funny, just in the last, let's see, today's Tuesday, since Friday, local leaders, your Congressman LaHood, our mayor, some other city folks are strongly either suggesting or hinting that we are headed down that path. Now, that's just me interpreting what I'm hearing. So don't take that to the bank. But I do think there is more leaning that direction than there was 10 days ago or a week ago even.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners? I'm glad to hear how fair and balanced you are about this, Greg, because I think the downstate congressman isn't – I enjoyed our conversation, the state representative, but I think the further south you get, the greater the disconnect is between the Chicago area and the rest of the state.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
And you seem to be pretty reasonable.
But you know what? I know everybody's saying the cliche of we're all in this together. We are, because we want to come visit you. We want to come to a
game.
You do. We want to go see the Bears play.
But what
we
about
want to come enjoy restaurants in Chicago?
Yeah.
We need to help you heal too.
What about when we want to start coming to visit you?
That's not going to be allowed, Steve. We are not letting you come.
No, right. But I mean that's the help.
No,
I think that's what this guy's missing, Greg.
No, I'm just teasing. But yeah. here's what I think is a possibility that might stop us from opening sooner than Chicagoland. What if John and Steve want to come down here and get a haircut or eat in an actual restaurant?
Yeah, right.
Are we going to allow that to happen? How do you prevent it from happening?
I don't know. But, you know, think about that, because that's a double-edged sword. I mean, we might bring the virus, but I'll bring $100,
No, I know.
We got a vacation somewhere this year, right?
I tell you what, I'm from Pekin. Pekin's got a lot of good hotels.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. My wife's from Pekin. It does not have a lot of good hotels. I got family in Pekin. It has not got a lot of nice hotels.
I have another issue that we've been thinking about on the Greg and Dan show, and that is, after this is over, the backside of whatever all of this is, what do you guys think of big corporate America thinking all of a sudden, maybe we shouldn't have just one giant office somewhere, like State Farm in Bloomington, where there's thousands of people. Maybe we should start compartmentalizing them around the country in smaller places. I actually think this is a great opportunity for Peoria to take advantage of that line of thinking.
Oh, I see.
That line of thinking. You know what I'm saying?
You got some space.
Open an office here for 300 people. Open an office here for 1,000 people among your 200,000 employees or whatever.
Right.
I think the de-urbanization might happen.
Or just let people work from home. And by the way, you can get a home for a lot less in Peak and Peoria and Morton than you can
without a doubt.
The real estate there will just break your heart if you're paying a lot like I am in the city, I'll tell you that. Hey, Greg, all right, so I'm hanging up on you now. We also have been doing a Name That Tune feature on my show on Mondays.
Excellent.
You're a former
disc
jockey. Here's the clue today.
No.
I'll play it again.
I need it again.
One more
no
time.
Idea.
Well,
not,
hold on.
Not a clue.
One of my listeners is going to get that.
Who is?
Somebody. Bertrand, do you know?
I'm going to say it's an ABBA song.
No, it does sound like ABBA. All right, everybody be quiet. Here's the clue.
Oh, man. It's right there. I don't know.
Okay. Turn in your disc jockey license.
Hey, the winner gets a vacation to Pekin.
Stay in a real nice hotel there. Thank you, Greg.
See you, guys.
Greg Batten hosts the morning show on WMBD in Peoria with a good friend of mine named Dan DiOrio and some smart people named Chuck Collins, and the list goes on. They do good radio there. It's 11:46.